Your adversary has 7 strategies to steal your joy, rob you of your peace, and blindfold you from finding victory. Next, Dr. Rod Parsley unwraps your strategic plan to defeat these common attacks. Your new breakthrough starts now.
Hey, welcome to your breakthrough, and I really do mean that with all of my heart. It's always a great, great privilege to me to share the absolute truth of God's infallible word with you, truth that can turn your tables on your adversary, transform your tribulation into triumph. Come on now, it's headed your way today on your breakthrough. Tragedy to triumph. We're gonna discover today that the devil is defeated. He's overcome, he's overrun, he's downcast, cast out. His time is finished. You might say it this way today on your breakthrough. We serve him his eviction notice. Now, in this very, very heightened season of spiritual warfare surrounding us everywhere, there's absolutely no doubt that there is a devil loose. You ought to just say that right there where you are. Come into context with it, you understand? There is a devil loose. Everywhere you look, our nation, our neighborhoods, our families are writhing in pain. We're grieving, all of us, over the senseless mayhem in our streets, in our theaters, in our workplaces. Tens of thousands are in desperate financial straits right now, the worst I ever remember in my nearly 60 years. And with our instantaneous communication, you know, that 24-hour news cycle going on 24 hours a day, it seems that every single time you turn on the television set, glance at the screen, it's another breaking news alert, or if you've got your cell phone, they pop up on there all the time, telling us about another tragedy, or another travesty. Well, make no mistake about it, my friend. We're in a battle. Now, I like to say it this way. We're built for the battle. We're constructed for the conflict. Your very armor of the Lord testifies that we're in a battle. The Apostle Paul made it clear to every one of us what we're fighting against. I pray this every day so that my spirit's reminded of it. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Never, ever, ever forget, though, there is a God power, a heavenly power, a Holy Ghost power available to you today that's more than strong enough to defeat every attack and advance of the armies of the alien Antichrist arrayed against you. Now, recently, I was seeking the Lord in prayer about all these tragedies and travesties and tragic events swirling all around us. And the Holy Spirit came right where I was, and he pulled back, if you will, the veil of deception that the enemy is engaged in against every one of us, and showed me 7 strategies of unrelenting attacks that have been robbing you, robbing God's people of their joy, of their peace, of their relationships, of their livelihoods. And I'm here today on an assignment from the Holy Ghost to help you put back, better hear this preacher today, everything, shout it right there, away, everything the adversary is attempting to annihilate from your life. This is what he's out to do, and then I'll go into each one, get them all. Number 1, regression. Number 2, repression. Number 3, satanic attacks of suppression. Number 4, depression. Number 5, oppression. Number 6, obsession. And number 7, possession. God has already declared and decreed your victory over every adversary in Isaiah 54, verse 17. Come on, you know it. Let's say it together. Let's say it to those forces coming against you right now. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue, every lying, deceiving tongue that rises up against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of all the servants of the Lord, and our righteousness is of God. But you must not, you cannot, if you listen to Pastor Rod today, you will not be ignorant of your adversary's devices. Knowing your enemy's game plan will bring you into total victory. Now, let's break it down. The first thing Satan, demons, devils will attempt to do is to get you, you better hear me now, to regress. Well, Pastor, what's that mean? He wants you to go back. He wants you to go back to your old pattern of behavior, your old friends, your old ways of coping, your old temper, your old addiction. He wants to tell you that that is the path of least resistance, and that's the path you should take. He's a liar and the father of lies. After regression, repression. Number two, the adversary, your enemy, the devil, is going to attempt to silence your praise. Take your shout, get in between your hallelujah and your hallelujah. He wants to take your praise because he knows God's word. You know, the Bible says the devil knows the word better than most believers, and he tries to bring it against you. Listen, your Bible says, Psalm 8, 2, your praise stills. That word stills means paralyzes the avenger. Your shout, your dance, your wave, your glory to God paralyzes your enemy. It's one of the most powerful weapons in your entire arsenal. So right there where you are, just go ahead and lift up your praise. Don't let anybody get your praise. If the devil can't keep your praise, he can't keep your stuff, because no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and you ought to shout about it right now. Now, in just a moment, I'm going to give you an instruction divinely orchestrated to move you from oppression to possessing your absolute victory. Here's what I want you to do. Get a pen, get a piece of paper, or get your cell phone right now. Get it close by you where you can put your hands on it, because there's a word coming in the next few moments that will defeat the strategy of your adversary. Number three, the adversary wants to bring suppression. Oh my, I wish I had 3 hours to talk about most homes. Husbands that suppress wives. Parents that suppress children. You know, the first thing that doctor looks for when he pulled you out of the womb of your mother was some movement, some sound. And it seems like all through life, we're told, shh, stop, sit down, be quiet, don't listen. The work of the enemy is to do that to you. Devils are working overtime right now to steal your joy, to take away your energy, to steal your enthusiasm, especially about the things of God. You and I must understand we're engaged in a battle against the forces, the very forces of darkness. We must become determined to become dedicated, not to become distracted. So stir your faith up now. Spend time. Spend time in God's word. Spend time with me right here on Breakthrough. Get on rodparsley.com. Listen to Breakthrough over and over again. Confess the word of God in your life. Isaiah 54, 17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. No disease, divorce, discouragement, doubt, no weapon of debt shall ever have victory over you, not your past, your present, or your future. Now listen to me. Hear me. I'm so moved upon by God about what the enemy is trying to do in your life, and I'm here to put a roadblock in front of it. This moment right now with you and me is a moment of extraordinary faith, and you must not, you cannot allow it to pass you by. The God who has been fighting with you, and he has, is about to raise up his mighty right arm, flex his mighty muscle, move you behind himself, and fight for you. How do I do it, Pastor Rod? Well, here's what I do. I'm talking to you about my personal life. When I sense the adversary breathing down my neck, when I see him trying to operate against my children, when I realize he's trying to take something from me that belongs to me, here's what I do. I go before the Lord. I take his word. I open it up to Isaiah 54 and verse 17, and I make out a check. And in the memo of that check, I write, Isaiah 54, 17, no weapon. Why? I'm mixing my praying and my giving. I'm letting God know I gave my life for that money, and now I'm giving my life for him through sowing that seed and believing and trusting his word. This becomes a specific seed targeted toward a very, very specific need in your life. A determined, directed seed weapon of $54. Why $54, Pastor Rod? Why is that important? Because it's connected by faith to God's promise in Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against you will prosper. Some of you have lost your job. It won't prosper. Some of you, your husband's walked out. It's not going to prosper. Some of you found out your children are going where they shouldn't go, doing what they should. That weapon will not prosper. I stand against it in agreement with you, but I need you to get in agreement with me right now. I need you to go to your phone right now. You can sit down and write to me, but I'm almost concerned that the devil will steal your time. You'll forget about it. I need you to lock in to this point of agreement right now at this moment between you and me, to stand up and tell the devil, enough is enough. I've had it. Dial that number on your screen right now. Let you and I come into agreement. One chases 1,000, but two, you and I put 10,000 to flight. I'm suggesting right now that you sow a $54 seed. Now, if that stretches you, wonderful. If it doesn't stretch you, wonderful. It's not important. It's not important what you have left, but rather the faith it takes for you to take a step of faith, come into agreement with me, and sow that $54 seed as I stand against what the enemy is trying to do in your body. When I had cancer, I sow a $54.17 seed. Why? That weapon's not going to stand against me, and here I am, cancer-free. You say, well, Pastor, can you buy a miracle? Well, you never tried, but that's not what I'm talking about. And if you think that, you don't understand the Bible anyway. If you could buy a miracle, the rich would own God. You know that's not true. This is a point of agreement between you and me. To some of you, he's speaking regarding an even greater seed. Why? Because your need needs to be represented by the very best seed you can sow. And for some of you, that's not a $54 seed. It may be a $100 seed. Or if you're a business person trying to get that business off the ground and you're getting bad report after bad report after bad report, put a stop to it. Sow that $1,000 seed today. And I want to bless your step of faith by sending you perhaps the most important ministry series you'll add to your library this year. Here it is. No Weapon. Now, there's a sermon in here entitled Fighting with Fruit. Fighting with Fruit. One of the most powerful weapons you have is to learn to fight with fruit. I've never heard any other preacher share it in 40 years of ministry, fighting with fruit. I want to share with you, where is the seat of faith? Where does faith come from? When you listen to that message, seat of faith, when you listen to it, I'm telling you right now, the powers of hell are going to be broken against you and your family. Call right now. Don't put it off. Dial that toll-free number on your screen or go online at rodparsley.com. This is a breakthrough broadcast of agreement unlike anyone I've ever done, and I've done thousands. So get ready right now. So that $54 seed, $100 seed, $1,000 seed, why? Because there's a devil loose, but no weapon formed against you shall prosper when we come into agreement.
Declare your victory over the devil's devices. Sow your No Weapon Victory Seed of $54, and Dr. Rod Parsley will rush to you his ministry series, No Weapon. Three powerful sermons to strengthen your faith for your victory over every attack, including fighting with fruit, No Weapon, and the Seat of Faith. Plus, today only, receive the No Weapon Manual as a special bonus. You are more than a conqueror. Call now with your No Weapon Seed of $54 or sow securely at rodparsley.com.
Good gracious, we're having a time on your breakthrough today. I'm stirred up. I'm full of faith today to drive out every adversarial force of the devil coming against you right now. I'm tired of what the devil's doing in your life. I've had it. In prayer, the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, get them in agreement with you and let's take authority over those things that the adversary is trying to do in their life. This is not a Pastor Rod-oriented program. This is Holy Ghost-directed, coming right to you, right there where you are, to put my hand up in front of your adversary and say, don't take another step. Don't take another step. Number four of his strategies, depression. It's the result of your enemy's attempt to crush your spirit. Somebody hurt you. I know that they did. It was wrong, but it's equally wrong for you to allow it to continue. No one has authority in your life that you don't give them. And right now, I come against that adversarial force of depression. You don't feel like getting out of bed. You don't feel like doing your work. You don't even feel like cleaning up half the time. You've just been so broken, so bruised, so hurt. But it's time for you to take your joy back, and I intend for you to get it back today. Number five, oppression. It means to crush you, to overpower you, to overwhelm you, to weigh you down. It's always a major tactic of the enemy to get you where you feel like you can't even lift yourself up. But Jesus came to make you free, and I'm here to agree with you for it today. Acts 10:38 shouts, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, and he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed, pushed down by the devil. Now, let us continue. Number six, obsession. 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 That repetitiveness that goes over and over and over and over in your mind until you can't focus on anything left. It drains you of your emotion. It's a temptation that tries to draw you away from focus because that just comes back. That just comes back. Let me tell you this. A temptation, when habitually kept at a distance, ceases to exist. Whatever is tormenting you right now, that thing from which you cannot seem to get free, well, it's the very thing God has ordered your steps to eradicate from your life today, right now, on this breakthrough broadcast. We resist, and the adversary has to flee. Number seven, this is it, possession. Possession. You say, well, Pastor, can a Christian be possessed? Well, that depends on your definition of a Christian. Can someone that just goes to church, never in the Word, gives themselves over to things that the Word of God teaches against, can that person become possessed? Absolutely. Because you enter a church building isn't your safeguard. This final destination, this final destination of the devil's devices is not for you. Because as I told you, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. It's not for you. God broke its power. And we resist every devil, every principality, every power, the rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places, spirits of depression, spirits of weakness, spirits of obsession that cast down spirit. Be not cast down, O my soul. Ah. Whoo! Hope thou in God, for you shall yet praise him who is the health of your countenance and your God. Things are lifting off of you right now. Right now, I sense it by the Holy Spirit, right where you are. Declare and decree, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. No disease, divorce, discouragement, doubt, no weapon of debt shall ever have victory over me. Not from my past, not in my present, and moved out of my future. Now listen to me. Hear me. I'm so moved upon by God about what the enemy's trying to do in your life, and I'm here to put a roadblock in front of him. This moment right now with you and me is a moment of extraordinary faith, and you must not, you cannot allow it to pass you by. If you've ever trusted a word, you need to trust this one. Look around you. That weapon will not prosper. Think about who just called you. That weapon will not prosper. Think about the report that just came from your doctor. That weapon will not prosper. Think about those bills. You can probably see them laying over there. That weapon will not prosper. This is the moment. This is the time to put your faith into action. This is the time, this is the moment to rise up and oppose every demonic, spirit-led attack loosed against you, against your children, your grandchildren, your family, your future. I need you to go to your phone right now. You can sit down and write to me, but I'm almost concerned that the devil will steal your time. You'll forget about it. I need you to lock in to this point of agreement right now at this moment between you and me to stand up and tell the devil, enough is enough. I've had it. Dial that number on your screen right now. Let you and I come into agreement. One chases 1,000, but two, you and I put 10,000 to flight. I'm suggesting right now that you sow a $54 seed. This is a point of agreement between you and me. To some of you, he's speaking regarding an even greater seed. Why? Because your need needs to be represented by the very best seed you can sow. And for some of you, that's not a $54 seed. It may be a $100 seed. Or if you're a business person trying to get that business off the ground and you're getting bad report after bad report after bad report, put a stop to it. Sow that $1,000 seed today. And I want to bless your step of faith by sending you perhaps the most important ministry series you'll add to your library this year. Here it is. No Weapon. Now, there's a sermon in here entitled, Fighting with Fruit. Fighting with Fruit. One of the most powerful weapons you have is to learn to fight with fruit. I've never heard any other preacher share it in 40 years of ministry. Fighting with fruit. I want to share with you, where is the seat of faith? Where does faith come from? When you listen to that message, Seat of Faith, when you listen to it, I'm telling you right now, the powers of hell are going to be broken against you and your family. Call right now. Don't put it off. Dial that toll-free number on your screen or go online at rodparsley.com. This is a breakthrough broadcast of agreement unlike anyone I've ever done, and I've done thousands. So get ready right now. So that $54 seed, $100 seed, $1,000 seed, why? Because there's a devil loose, but no weapon formed against you shall prosper when we come into agreement.
Declare your victory over the devil's devices. Sow your No Weapon Victory Seed of $54, and Dr. Rod Parsley will rush to you his ministry series, No Weapon. Three powerful sermons to strengthen your faith for your victory over every attack, including Fighting with Fruit, No Weapon, and the Seat of Faith. Plus, today only, receive the No Weapon Manual as a special bonus. You are more than a conqueror. Call now with your No Weapon Seed of $54 or sow securely at rodparsley.com.
Power, all authority has been given to you, and now you've got to let that dream come alive.
I don't care who gave a false prophecy of doom, it will not work.
Stop talking to him about the hell you've been through and start giving him praise for the heaven you're going to.
So either way, devil, you're shafted, because God will find a way to bless me.
I'm the God of everything. I'm the God of more than enough. I can do whatever I want to do because I'm the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
I'm doing a new thing. It's right in front of you. It won't look like what it used to look like.
I'm brave enough, I'm strong enough to pick up the crown of cities and place them on the head of our Savior. Well, I sure pray that what I've shared with you today has set you free. Not just ministered to you, but broken off of you what the devil tried to put on you. Jesus is touching you right now. He is the answer. Resist the devil and he will flee, and the presence of God will envelop your life. Our prayer partners are standing by ready right now to pray with you if you still need some help. To know you're free, dial that number on your screen. And don't forget my series, No Weapon, None. Three powerfully preached messages that will make the devil take his hands off God's property. I'll see you next time, right here, raising up a hedge of protection in prayer around you and your family on your breakthrough.